I'm Glenn Robinson with Baylor Scott & White Health, and this is Business of Healthcare. Move more, sit less, and get kids active as young as age 3, say new federal guidelines. The government's guidelines go on to stress that any amount and any type of exercise helps health. The advice is the first update since the government's physical activity guidelines first came out a decade ago. There now is more sound evidence to back ideas that were of anecdotal value before, such as the benefits of short, high-intensity workouts and taking the stairs instead of an elevator. The new guidelines marshal a growing body of evidence that documents the immediate benefits of exercise, such as reduced anxiety, improved sleep, improved blood sugar control, as well as longer-term cognitive benefits and significantly lowering the risk of heart disease and certain cancers. One aspect where the new physical activity guidelines haven't changed, adults still need a minimum of 150 minutes a week of moderate intensity physical activity. What has changed is an emphasis for people who are inactive to increase movement in their lives, even if it's only in small ways. The old message was you needed at least 10-minute bouts of aerobic activity to count toward the goal of 150 minutes a week. The new guidelines conclude that all movement that helps you stay physically active is important. You don't have to be a fitness guru or an aspiring marathoner to realize health benefits. Physical activity isn't an all-or-nothing proposition. Every little bit comes with health benefits. Everything counts, so just move. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.